I want to go to Mustafa Bahouti. He's the Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative. He's joining us via Skype from Ramallah. So thank you very much indeed for being with us. The circumstances are, as we were saying, extremely vague at the moment with regard to this shooting. There is a suggestion by the Israeli military that Palestinian gunmen may be held responsible for this. We don't know. We can't obviously establish the background to what happened. What is going to be the Palestinian reaction in the event that it is discovered there is a possibility that Palestinian gunmen may have been involved in this?
Well, first of all, our deep condolences to the family of Shirin Abu Akleh. Shirin Abu Akleh has always been fantastic correspondent, a fantastic journalist, and I would call her, she's the martyr of the truth. She tried always to present objectively the truth about reality in Palestine. Our deep condolences also to Al Jazeera, because she was the correspondent of Al Jazeera TV. But to be honest with you, and I hope you will excuse me for saying that, I don't think that your coverage is really being objective. I think you're buying the Israeli story too much. And the Israeli narrative is absolutely wrong here. We know the facts. We know the facts from the colleagues who were with Shirin Abu Akleh. Shirin Abu Akleh was very well marked as a journalist. She wore the vest that showed she was press. She was with her colleagues in Al Jazeera car, which was well marked. They just arrived to Jenin, which was being invaded at the same time by the Israeli army. There was no exchange of fire. So there is no possibility whatsoever that a Palestinian have shot Shirin Abu Akleh. The Israeli army always uses these excuses to cover up the crimes they are committing against Palestinians, including Palestinian journalists. And another journalist was also shot in the same incident by the Israeli army. All indications show that Shirin was shot by an Israeli sniper who was stationed there to cover the Israeli invasion of their camp. The question here is the context in which things have happened. The context is that we are occupied by Israel. We're not occupying Israel. This is not a conflict between two equal sides. We are occupied by Israel. The Israeli army, which is occupying us, is invading Palestinian cities who are under occupation like Jenin and committing terrible crimes. They have killed so far 58 Palestinians since the beginning of this year. Some of them were civilians, like Aida Sabatin, who was a mother of six children and who was almost completely blind when she was shot and left to die on the ground, bleeding to death. We don't trust the Israeli investigations. This is all a cover-up approach to cover the real reality here, which is that a crime has been committed against a Palestinian journalist for no reason whatsoever. And let me say that we do not only live in a system of occupation, we also live in a system of the worst type of apartheid, according to Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. So there is no way you can equate between Palestinians and Israelis here, and nobody should allow the Israeli efforts to cover up this crime. Actually, Israel should be held accountable, not only for killing Shirin Abu Akleh, but also for killing all the other journalists they have killed. One of my colleagues was a first aid provider, Razan Najjar, in Gaza. She was treating injured people when she was shot by the Israeli army in the heart. And the Israelis did not say that a Palestinian killed her. And yet, no investigation took place. I myself, personally, witnessed similar situation in 1996 when I was in Ramallah while the Israeli army was invading. And I was shot by an Israeli sniper twice in my back, and nothing happened. No investigation, nobody was held accountable. And that is happening to Palestinians constantly and around the clock.
This is happening at a time, of course, as we were talking about, of increased tension. This is happening for several weeks. There have been killings and attacks on both sides. When we have seen situations where people have died in this conflict, and which has been going on for so long, there has been an almost automatic upsurge in tension, which has led to, in many cases, to violence. What do you think the reaction is going to be in Jenin, particularly to this particular event?
Well, I have a problem with the question, because you say conflict and violence, as if the two sides are fighting with each other in an equal battle. This is not the truth. The truth is that the tension and the problems here and any violence that takes place is happening because of 474 years of Israeli ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. It is happening because of 54 years of military occupation of the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza, the longest occupation in modern history. It is happening because there is a system of oppression and apartheid practiced against the Palestinian people. When it comes to Ukraine, the world community says that they respect international law and invasion should not happen and occupation should not take place, and that's why 6,000 punitive acts and sanctions were committed against Russia. What kind of sanction was done for Israel over the last 74 years? None. This is hypocrisy, and this is double standard that should not be allowed to continue. The real reason here of the problem and the only solution is to end occupation. The only solution is to end the system of apartheid against Palestinian people. And now it's Jenin. Yesterday it was Hebron. The day before it was Jerusalem. It's constant Israeli oppression and suppression of the Palestinian people. This is not what I say. This is what Human Rights Watch says. This is what Amnesty International says. They say that Palestinians are subjected constantly for the last 74 years to two types of war crimes, or for crimes against humanity, sorry. Crimes against humanity, which is persecution and suppression, as well as the system of apartheid and racial discrimination. Without ending the occupation and ending the system of apartheid, of course, we will run from one cycle to another. And this is not a conflict between equal sides. This is a struggle, a Palestinian liberation struggle against occupation. If you praise an Ukrainian for resisting occupation, why do you accuse Palestinians of violence and terrorism if they resist occupation?
You referred to the importance of having unbiased coverage, balanced coverage of what is going on in the region. And it is clearly, as everybody understands, a very, very complex situation. Is there anything that the Palestinian authorities are able to do to try to give some sort of protection to journalists who are attempting to do exactly what you want, which is to provide that unbiased coverage? Or is there an extent to which journalists have to be left on their own?
What do you expect, the Palestinian Authority to arrest journalists and prevent them from doing their job? The first of all, the Palestinian Authority is not in charge. The Palestinian Authority is not in charge of Jenin area when the Israeli army is invading it. Practically, the Palestinian Authority is, like all of us, is under occupation. It has no authority whatsoever. It really does not control any area because the Israeli army can invade any city since 2000. Two, when the Sharon re-invaded all the areas that were under the Palestinian Authority. So I think here the responsibility is on the Israeli side. And I do believe, excuse me for saying that again, I do believe that also your correspondent has to maybe educate herself a little bit more to liberate herself from the Israeli narrative. The Israeli narrative is constantly trying to put blame on the Palestinian side. In this case, the Palestinian Authority has no responsibility whatsoever. The responsibility is on the Israeli army, which was, why was the Israeli army invading Jenin, which is under Palestinian authority? Why the Israeli army enters Jenin camp and continues to kill people constantly? Why the Israeli army shoots journalists? Shirin Abu Aqli is not the first Palestinian journalist who was killed by the Israeli army. Why Israeli army is allowed to be impunitive and above international law? Why Israel is not accountable to international law? These are, in my opinion, the real questions that have to be asked. And one has to see the context. The context is that Palestinian people are struggling for their liberty, their freedom, their end of occupation and apartheid against an oppressive army, against an oppressive racist regime, which is called Israel.
Mustafa Barghouti, the Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative, we thank you for being with us, sir, on Al Jazeera.